Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest hosts. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Okay, what's up, everybody? Matter of fact, let me go ahead and switch my little system so you guys can hear me just a little bit more better. Get in. So you know what it is. It's Monstrous Monday around here. We're going to get the week started. Got a great interview for you guys coming up here in just a bit. Let's see, yeah. So get ready for a Monstrous Monday. I got some hot new music for you guys. A lot of things going on. See, it's so much right now. I'm multitasking so much, what I call multitasking. Get in, because I'm doing too much right now. So, all right, just rock with me. I got some hot new music coming up for y'all. We're going to make it do what it do. DJ E Monster, my music plug, Red My City TV, True Beyond Entertainment, XY DJs, and Thuggin' and Buggin' Daycare on the weekends. So, let me see. Let me find some music for y'all. Matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and start with this while I get it together. Check it out. This is Flex Capone. It's called Blow Your Mind, Monstrous Radio. As you can tell, I need help right now. Don't judge me. Pray for me. Monstrous Radio. Live.
Put a pin in that spot, 50, yeah. Shorty says she wanna roll, so let's get it, yeah. Down the strip, doing that, they running through the legs. Ain't no question, baby, this what we gon' do tonight. We gon' hit Bellagio, throw a couple dice. Girl, I spend it high, get it, I don't check the price. I see you in tight, so I know the time's right. You a star, I'ma let you get your limelight. You say that you ain't never seen a sunrise. From a presidential suite, all up in the sky. It's pretty, baby, and I know you worth it, baby. The way you work it, baby, you know that it's working, baby. You're saying that you won't come nine. Ain't never coming down, cause you know I blow your mind like I'm too real to be playing any games. So when you fuck with me, girl, you will never be the same, no, no. Girl, I lay your face, so focused on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, shut it, what it's gonna take. You're so goddamn fine, that's why all these girls hate, yeah. But ain't nobody do it like you, no. Can't nobody do it like you, no. Can't nobody do it like you.
Can't nobody else do it like that. Drop it low to the floor, do a trick, throw it back. Acrobatic with it, doing splits like you working out. Now let me show you how we do it in the dirty south. First off, take them clothes off ASAP. When I come around, shut it down, tell you take that. Got me reaching for that dome like a headlock. Feeling like a Flintstone, make your bed rock. Keep them legs cocked, going in, breaststroke. Make it call me Biggie when I hit you with the death stroke. No joke, I'ma put it down, what's the best stroke? My stroke, tongue out, down your throat. Nothing else to do, you climaxed, I'm through. 1, 2, let me break it down for your boo, come through. And anytime you with it, I can make time. And show me what that mouth do, call that FaceTime.
Girl, I lay your face, so focused on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, shut it, what it's gonna take. You so goddamn fine, that's why all these girls hate, yeah. But ain't nobody do it like you, no. Can't nobody, I say can't nobody do it like you, no. Can't nobody do it like you.
Okay. Yeah, Flex Capone. Make sure you hit him up. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Check out the interview I did with him as well. Get in. So all right, I'm going to go ahead and keep it moving because I got... Carnage the Executioner coming up here just a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into, you know what I mean, some of the flavor he's in. You know, it's about the lyrics. You know what I mean? This right here is a Minnesota icon guy who's paved the way for a lot of artists coming up here in the Twin Cities. This interview is going to be hot. I'm just saying. So all right, check it out. This right here is Gifted Dab. Let's see, which one should I push? Let's go with this one right here. It's called How You Feeling. Monstrous Radio Live, DJ E Monster. You are now in the Monster Mix. Monstrous Monday.
Like, I'm in my red fox, feeling like red fox on the corner like a red box while the feds watch. Fuck them, I ain't tripping. I'm ducking them lanes, switching. I'm puffing on gray day with my chickens and main bitches. They down for plucking. You got the ducats, well then they fucking. I'm nothing compared to you niggas. Nobody scared of you niggas. I don't even see you. I'm not even aware of you niggas. Don't even breathe around me. I won't share my air with you niggas. You niggas speak about me like you wanna marry a nigga. Well, if you like it, put a ring on it. Vega tossed me the beat and I did my thing on it. I be bossing these niggas, got a degree on it. Anybody can get it and they be mad at me, cause I don't give a fuck about your nationality or your anatomy, or where you're gonna go, or where you gotta be. Keep trying me, you're gonna see another side of me. These bitches mad cause they nigga wanna say hi to me. Why you mad, bitch? I'm a hot commodity. Girl, bye, I'm on Space Odyssey. Too hot, too fly, smooth as I wanna be. Too wise, new guys, choose wise. You don't wanna lose twice. You don't wanna be that nigga acting like his shoe size. Who's nice? That's me. Ice cube, iced tea, iceberg, icy, too cold, might be.
I'm the motherfucking woman. I'm the motherfucker with the motherfucking planet. I be stacking paper to the motherfucking ceiling. Get up with who's winning, nigga, how you feeling? I'm the motherfucking woman. I'm the motherfucker with the motherfucking planet. I be stacking paper to the motherfucking ceiling. Get up with who's winning, nigga, how you feeling? Feeling?
How you feel, nigga? Tell me how you feel, how you feel, nigga, tell me how you feel,
Oops, did I do that? I'm stripping off that Urkel. I got hella more purple stash deep inside my Herschel. You could call me a commercial cause I'm pitching you the product. If I'm lying, then I'm dying. You can find me in your wallet, nigga. You're trying to get it to the game, boy. I will play your little games, I'm not a damn toy. You're trying to paint me out to be a clown, but I'm no fucking killjoy. But I keep your joy and whoop your ass like Bruce Leroy. I destroy anything that's stopping me in my path. Started from the bottom like a mine shaft. Never say sorry, only say my bad. Old school nigga, play Atari fucking iPad. No new niggas in my crew and that's my swag. What a Vega, playing Sega, super cosmic, ultra mega, making paper, make a nigga turn up like a rutabaga. I be all in, my nigga on one, well, I be on ten, because
I'm the motherfucking woman. I'm the motherfucker with the motherfucking planet. I be stacking paper to the motherfucking ceiling. Get up with who's winning, nigga, how you feeling? I'm the motherfucking woman. I'm the motherfucker with the motherfucking planet. I be stacking paper to the motherfucking ceiling. Get up with who's winning, nigga, how you feeling? Feeling?
Yeah, Monstrous Monday, Monstrous Radio Live, DJ Monster. Okay, so all right, we're going to go ahead and keep on making it do what it do. We got a hot interview coming up for y'all here in just a little bit. Kanye's the executioner. So all right, let's go ahead and check him out right quick. But let's take it back. Take it back to 2011, right? This right here is Worth the Wait. Looks like it might be off his Hunger album. We're going to find out. Check it out. Monsters Radio Live. We're getting ready to interview coming up here in just a little bit. Where is Joseph Powell at? Where is Joseph Powell?
Big sack and fat. Get up in ya, then I kick raps with Nat. Dome record, tome hecka, representer and the founder. Found the ominous hurl. Rip beat, respond to your girl. Prick meat, 6 feet to conquer the world. Man of the house, plans come about if you want to figure. You can break the whole of forsaken soul and be something bigger than just another nigga. Settle for less when metal with flesh temperament. DK of BLACK, ghetto was best instrument. Learned early on, surely going from those insane habitat. Drugs doubling out, bugging us out. Collapse came after that. Mother Cupid, stupid itch bang. Kept abusive boy enemy. Evicted, I missed 5 months of sixth grade. By counselors told that facing debt and credits and hold back. Lying fuckers, when I passed placement tests with flying colors. No matter how ugly home was, the known nerd excelled academically, sending me away from peril to homework. Meditations of extended fam is bound to planet ground. Few high school graduates, only 3 wore college campus crown. Desired knowledge, conquered acceptance with whim effort. Had friends with bad ends from king slinging, gang banging, grim records. Called sellout square, proper English talker, but fire burning for higher learning made me a distinguished walker. Overcame guns critique, and I'll prevail again. Cause music won't be the one area that I see failure in. Difference between me and you, 1 foot in the door of the people through.
Hunger.
Represent these leading views, surely taking more than critique for here to lose. Shouldn't with greed be confused, if I ever saw, you'd be seeing cruel.
Characterized by or expressing discomfort caused by lack of sustenance or craving.
Almost found truth in a lame excuse that the fame came from the spooks and the crackers giving one juice in the game. Until told by a wise man, if you fail, it's nobody's fault but yours. Just forge and devise plans. Now inside bands, many tour therapies, 14-hour rides and sleeping on couches and floors for $100 guarantees. Thinking soon thousands? Nope. It'll pay off until then. Coon howling at moon loud and gut continues growling. Do it for so little cash. Still go get the tracks. Then approach with the task of composing a rap to the all just as quotable as my previous notable. Blast, making sure it'll last. No laziness thoughts like, no, this'll pass. Strive to provide, strive to my all-encompassing. Drive to be greeted by type, carnage has arrived trumpeting. With force of freight train, the grip came 8 pranks before 8th grade. That explains the excessive weight gain. Mostly water in Minnesota, fat floats already leading. Leaving the field clear after each and every feeding. Show memory of elephant poof, never been souped. Zygote musically, but cruising the constant development route. Share wealth with champions, no liquor, fuck weed. Seeds of attempted to impede, I will succeed, plus bleed. Nothing but raw essence from jaw section. Draw weapons of need, be see me, touch not, but soar above y'all peasants.
Hunger!
Difference between me and you, 1 foot in the door of the peeking through.
Hunger!
Represent these leading views, surely taking more than critique for here to lose. Shouldn't with greed be confused, if I ever saw, you'd be seeing cruel.
Characterized by or expressing discomfort caused by lack of sustenance or craving.
Try. Yeah, Curtis the Executioner. Worth the wait. Maybe that's the name of the album and the song is Hunger. I don't know, but just bang on. Real Minnesota music. This is what it is. So, we got the interview with MK coming up here in just a little bit. I think I got my guy on the line. Let me go over here and check to see if this is Joseph Paul. Monsters Radio Live, is this you, bro?
What's good?
What's good, Nat?
Man, just... A lot going on, man. A lot going on. Trying to keep it monstrous, you know what I mean?
Hey, that's all we can do, you know? You know? So, all right. So, you know, it's Monstrous Monday. You know, we're getting ready for this interview here coming up here in just a bit. So, all right, bro. So, you know, you're the one mainly behind booking this interview and everything. So, you know, without giving away too much before the man of the hour get here, you know what I mean? Tell the people just a little bit. You know, about Kindness the Executioner.
Man, he's a pioneer to Minnesota hip hop. He started out, he was the first one to actually do live beatboxing on his shows. He'd have his little machine and he would make his beats live, like for a lot of his shows when he first started out. And this is kind of like a personal interview for me because he's the first person that that basically introduced me to a stage. So he's the reason why I did my first open mic at the Blue Nile, you know, and he introduced me to go up on stage. So getting him on the interview is really cool. But man, there's so much we can say, you know, tell you about Carnage. Like, there's his beatboxing, his originality as far as like the boom bap. He keeps hip hop alive, you know, and that's why I can't mm-hmm. do nothing but respect him, because a lot of, like, you know, we say on every show, there's a lot of followers out there, and this man is sticking in his lane and he's not changing for nobody.
Right. Yeah, so, okay. Well, I'm here coming up here in just a little bit, people. So, all right, don't forget to like, comment, and share the links. And I like all the participation that we're getting from the people out there. Definitely, the numbers are going up. So, mad love to everybody out there that's doing what they do. You definitely are monstrous. So all right, bro. Let's see. So, I mean, how was the weekend for Joseph Paul in the Twin Cities?
The weekend was crazy, man. The weekend was crazy. I got, man, people over here doing the siding on my house and redoing the inside of my house, and I'm getting booked for shows, mm-hmm. and I'm just moving this clothing line. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's crazy. I just got booked for a show today. House Mix just booked me on another show February 19th at the Poorhouse. It's called Red Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So, a lot of
Uh-oh.
Stuff going on. You know they got to get that R&B in that Valentine's show.
Oh, yeah. Well, you sound like a real reality show going on over there. So, people, make sure you stay tuned with Joseph Paul. Make sure you check his pages. He's got a lot of things going on. Like my page, it's one of the first pages you guys should go to be checking first thing in the morning to see what this dude was talking about that morning or the day before. You won't be disappointed. So go ahead, bro. Tell them again how they can connect.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about sometimes. You wake up in the morning and just type the first thing when you wake up.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Y'all need to pray for E-Monster.
Yeah, don't judge me. Just pray for me. Get in. Don't judge me. Just pray for me. I'm just saying. But you know what? Sometimes, and I think sometimes, and this is a good little topic to talk about, you know, in between our little breaks and stuff as we spin music. But, you know, I think sometimes people, I don't know if they go just a little too hammer in on what people post on Facebook. Because like me, I do it for entertainment, whether it's be my actual E-Monster page as an artist, my DJ E-Monster page, the Monsters Radio page, the Monsters Radio group, to my personal page with my government name, which I ain't telling y'all, get in. Sometimes I just post certain things that I might be thinking about or something that might have crossed my head. It's not always something so personal. You know what I mean? Like if I put something out like, let's see, what's one that I posted out? I put, don't worry about it, she's good. She's with a gangster. She knows she's good. We know she's good. I wasn't, like, flexing on no dudes or nothing like that. People are like, oh, why you acting like that? Or why you being like that? You know what I mean? Sometimes you might just post something to be funny or something like that, but somebody will come like, oh, why you post like that? Instead of just looking at it, okay, I don't like what he said or I don't understand it, and keep it moving. But it seems like today, I don't know. Maybe, I mean, is that what people are supposed to do? Are you supposed to put all your real and true emotion onto Facebook and things like that? I mean, is that what you're supposed to do?
Man, I think people think that's in the, like, I don't know. They think it's in the plan or the application for Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, because they
right,
be putting
right.
too much personal stuff, like, my baby daddy came to pick up my three kids today and dropped off $10 and it's like $700 behind in child support. Like, damn. Like, why do you gotta tell everybody that's going on?
And you wanna know something that's funny? And why they so think that they're bashing their baby daddy, and there might be like, okay, you might get like 60 likes and like shit, you know how it would be on Facebook. You probably got 120 comments, but there's so many other people that are looking at you like, Okay, so who's the problem? Is it you for choosing him or him because maybe you did something to him to make him be like he ain't trying to help you? You dig? I'm just saying that's how I see things sometimes. Everybody on Facebook don't see things the same. You know, some people be like, ooh, yes, he ain't shit, blue, 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 blue. And you know what? That's another thing, and I'm glad we talked about it because this is something as artists, we got to pay it. Because here's an example. Like, say if one chick does say, oh, my boyfriend ain't shit, and blah, 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 blah. Look, bruh, ladies, guys, artists, whatever, leave that shit alone. Don't even comment on those type of things. Don't get involved in it. It ain't got shit to do with you. It's going to bring bad news to you that you don't even need. You dig? If it's somebody that you feel is so close to you, inbox them. But I would say stay the hell out of it because you got to think about it. Okay, imagine you on some girl's page. Now, her boyfriend see it. Now, it's looking like you trying to rally up with her. It's just causing you unnecessary drama, and that's going to be another hater who's going to be messing up your brand and things like that. Get it? How you feel about
it? For the people keeping it, but for the people, yeah, the people keeping it single though, and if they want to stay single, that's why they made Instagram and Snapchat.
Hey man, you know what? I'm gonna play some music, cause yeah, man, that had me in my feelings one day. You dig? Cause it was like. The homies was like, man, yeah, whoop-de-woo. The girls, he go down on Snapchat. It goes like this. It's all like this. It's like that on Snapchat, bro. I'm telling you, it goes down. And then guess what? I went over there, and my girl had a Snapchat. Ain't this about a bitch?
Hey, you know, every time I go on Snapchat, all I think about is that Belle Biv DeVoe song, Poison.
Right. Yeah, because every time it don't last that long, so they can't trace it and follow it back. And so check it out, y'all. He's going to put more hot new music brought to me by my music plug and Miss Deb last night. Check it out. This is Quagmire. We do have another person calling in. Who knows? It could be our guest of the night. So check it out. This right here is some music, and when we come back, we're going to see who we got on live. Monstrous Radio Live on a Monstrous Monday with DJ E Monster and Joseph Paul.
Hey. Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sure.
I'm feeling like a quagmire.
She gon' be tryna give it to me. She be feeling herself when she get full of the Hennessy. She don't want no one else, she pull up and get into it. Feeling giggity giggity. Yo, but she got too into me. Now I gotta get rid of her, she don't wanna get rid of me. She be standing the stutter like the Statue of Liberty. Don't be giving a fuck and I don't be giving any. I swear, when I'm done with them, I quit them. Then I go and find me a new bed. They be looking at me like you crazy, but I don't give a damn.
No.
Do you know who I am?
Whoa.
I'm Quagmire. Yeah, I'm that guy. I get one, say hi, bye. Then I'm MIA. Not once, not twice. Uno, dos, cinco, seis. That's a quad
dribble it.
And I ball, I know how to dribble it.
Crew,
my whole crew probably back.
Right.
Then it's on to the next bitch. Get it, kill it. About to start a new body gang. She came with a friend, with a friend, with a friend. They already knew by the name.
I think I'm Quagmire.
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 tryna give it to me. She be feeling herself when she get full of the Hennessy. She don't want no one else when she pull up and get into it. I'm feeling giggity giggity. Yo, but she got too into me. Now I gotta get rid of her. She don't wanna get rid of me. She be standing a stutter like the Statue of Liberty. Don't be giving a fuck and I don't be giving any. I swear that I'm feeling like Quagmire. Hey, you are the one. Me, cause she gon' be tryna give it to me. She be feeling the sale when she get full of the Hennessy. She don't want no one else when she pull up and get into it. I'm feeling giggity giggity. Yo, but she got too into me. Now I gotta get rid of her. She don't wanna get rid of me. She be standing a stutter like the Statue of Liberty. Don't be giving a fuck and I don't be giving any. I swear.
Jail, right here, Monstrous Radio Live. That's the music. If you ain't heard it before, you've just been plugged. So, all right, Joseph Paul, let's go over here and check on our line right quick. We got somebody who pressed one. You guys know the deal, 424-243-9649. You got to press one if you want to talk. But who knows? This could be an interview for tonight. So, all right, JP, let's go over here and check it out right quick. 612-232, you heard that bing in your ear. Who we got on the air? Monstrous Radio Live, Monstrous Monday. Hello.
Hello. What up? Hello. This Carnage the Executioner. What's going on? Can you hear me?
What? Yep, we got you,
can
bro.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Yep, we got you.
You got me? Word up. What's up?
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. Welcome to the show. Monstrous Radio Live, Monstrous Monday is here with me, E Monster, and Joseph Paul. I'll let Joseph Paul go ahead and say what's up right quick.
What's good with you, Carnage?
What up, JP? How you doing, man?
Man, living life, man, and loving it.
Right.
That's what's up. So, all right, let's go ahead and jump into it. So, all right, one of the things I like to do is I like to help people get to know you know, the people that we interview a little bit better who may not know you. So we'll get into your music in just a little bit, but go ahead and let the people know, I guess, first where they can find you on social media, and then tell us who is Carnage the Executioner outside of the music business.
All right, cool. Well, this is Carnage the Executioner .com is where you can catch my you can go to my website. That's the website, and all my social media is there, so you can pretty much find wherever you need to go concerning my music from my website. If you need more specifics, like Twitter, I am Carnage Triple XL. That's CarnageXXXL on Twitter. I'm Carnage the Executioner on Instagram and on Facebook. And yeah, go and check me out.
Okay, there it is. So, all right, so who's Carnage the Executioner, you know what I mean, outside of music? I mean, you know, are you a sibling? Are you a father, a sports fan?
I'm a lot of things. I'm a father. I'm a social worker. I work with kids. And anybody who has a voice that's oppressed, I help try to speak for those people. I've been working with kids and, you know, at-risk youth is what they termed us back in those days. I work in all different areas of, you know, artistic expression. You know, I go to schools and teach kids how to beatbox, teach kids how to write rhymes, speak their minds about what's going on in their lives, and I try to be a positive influence as much as I can on as many people as I can touch at one time. And I'm adamant about putting positive energy out there for people to grasp onto, and I'm about the people. I'm about the people.
Okay, that's what's up. So you say you teach people how to beatbox?
Yes, I am a beatbox instructor. Probably the only one you know. I get paid to teach people how to beatbox.
I get paid to teach people how to beatbox.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and something new developing with that. I'm going to be teaching senior citizens how to beatbox next month. It's a new program that that I've been recruited to do. Yeah, I'm gonna be teaching, you know, older people how to beatbox, and then connecting them with kids. I'm teaching how to beatbox too, and then they're gonna have a performance that bridges the younger kids and the older people at this at the Wilder Foundation that I'm gonna be working at. So it's gonna be pretty cool, doing something totally different.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so deep, bro, because that's where a lot of where they call that at-risk youth is lost. It's the older generation being able to give them the knowledge and the guidance because they experienced it to say this is, you know what I mean, compared
right.
to just following some dude in the neighborhood in the street who's just out hustling trying to get some money. I love that,
yes.
that one thing, like, reason why I was so shocked because, you know, beatboxing, people don't know it, but that's one of the elements of hip-hop.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And your help keeping that alive, I didn't know that it was even still, you know what I mean, existing like that. I mean, I might have seen, you know what I mean, something on stage with, what's his name, Dougie Fresh, something like that. But so it's
yeah.
still alive, huh?
Oh, it's huge, man. It's still, like, really overseas. It's really big overseas where there are huge beatbox competitions and people take it super seriously, and they're beatboxing on whole different levels. You know, like people have developed their chest and throat cavities into instruments that can make different sounds that you wouldn't even believe, you know, people can do. And, you know, that type of beatboxing is just kind of starting to catch on here. The younger generation is kind of more beatboxing like that. It's like dubstep beatboxing and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm an old school beatboxer. You know, I'm 42 years old. I grew up listening to Fat Boys, Human Beatbox, Dougie Fresh, Biz Markie, you know, so I'm more of that flavor. And, you know, but I respect what these younger cats are doing because it's super creative. You know, what they're doing with the new style is what we were doing with the old style when we started, you know, creating something that people aren't really accustomed to doing, and the more people get on board with it, the more interested people are, the further it goes. And that's kind of what I'm seeing now. You know, people are interested in what it is I do, so they pay me money to come out and show people how to do it, and I'm helping preserve the art. I'm doing what I call assembling an army of beatboxers. You know, there's a whole lot of people, young and old, who are going to be beatboxing, you know, because I had something to do with that, you know, and I really feel,
right.
I really feel good about that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, sounds like you're doing a lot of things like with the kids and things like that.
Yep.
And Joseph Paul, you're right, man, talking to this dude, there's a lot of things we could talk about with this guy. So, all right. So tell us about, you know what I mean? I shouldn't say it's not something that's natural, but, you know, but what is it that makes you want to give back to the kids and help out? You know, some other people, they don't look back. They just keep going. I mean, what makes you look back and give?
I see these youth, especially the youth, as a mirror. You know, a lot of the things they're going through now, you know, I went through it already. I went through those types of tumultuous, you know, rugged situations that I know a lot of people who didn't make it out of, you know. And, you know, I grew up in the foster care system. I was in group homes and foster homes and, you know, all of that stuff. So I was in what they call the system, and it wasn't the legal system because I wasn't really a lawbreaker. You know, I didn't break a lot of laws.
Right.
So it wasn't like I was in like, you know, I wasn't in like juvenile, you know, in juvenile detentions and stuff like that. But, you know, when they ran out of places for people like me to go, that's where they wanted to send me. But I was real adamant about not being labeled as somebody who had the issue just because my parents had issues. You know, they like to do that sometimes. They like to, you know, put the problems on the kids that their parents have, you know. And I'm like, no, I'm not my parents. You know, matter of fact, I don't have any parents. Now y'all gonna help take care of me? so that I can get where I need to go, you know, so I don't go out and rob people. And then I had a few people who looked out for me, and I took those opportunities and I made, you know, I took those lemons and I made, you know, really, really expensive, high-tech lemonade out of them, you know, and now I'm still drinking that lemonade. I'm still drinking that lemonade, and now I'm helping give it to other people so they can see what it tastes like to you know, to succeed when the odds are stacked up against you, you know. So I just wanted to be a voice for the struggle and let people know, you know what, I'm an example of what happens when you don't let the system get the best of you, when you don't let your messed up life get the best of you, when you figure out how to hustle the struggle and not let the struggle hustle you. You know, I'm the example of that. And I felt like that was my calling. And I've been doing that since, you know, since I can remember.
Right. Okay. Hashtag grown ass man. All right, that's what's up.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What's up.
I know my
guy's over here jumping like he's ready for double dutch or something. So let's go ahead and let Joseph Paul do the honors right now and hit you up with a couple questions, then we're going to jump into some of your music, bro.
Before I do any questions, I just want to say, you know what I mean, it's an honor to have you on the show because, like I was saying on the radio show before you had stepped on, this is kind of personal for me because it was you and Desdemona that first introduced me to a stage that I'm now still a recording artist. So I think I just want to say thank you because I was shy and I was sitting at the Blue Nile and you and Desdemona were doing the open mic thing. Mm-hmm. And it was you had came over to me and you're like, bro, if you feel like doing it, do it. If you don't. And I went up and I signed up on the sheet by the DJ booth and you were the first person to ever introduce me to a stage. So I think that's completely dope. And now, you know, I'm a recording artist. I have an album coming out. I got Atlantic Records distribution.
Oh wow.
That's gonna under this
further
album. So
you
I just like
you
so. So I told you you and I can do a track together. I told you that.
Well, let's go.
But like I just want to say thank you, man, because it's people like you and Desdemona that really are out there to help people. Like a lot of people say they are, but you really are out there to help people because you love hip hop and you just want to keep it alive. And by keeping it alive, mm-hmm. it's people being happy at what they do. And I just
right.
want to say thank you. And one thing you said about Europe, didn't you and Desdemona go over to Europe?
Yep, we have, I don't know if it's still, I would say it's still active. They, you know, we still sell records. We have a record deal with a French record label, French jazz label, Nato Records. And I've been over there a few times off of the strength of that record. So yeah, I've gotten to travel the world off of music, you know,
That's awesome.
I'm not done. So yep, there you go. And you know, you said something. You said, you know, you noticed that I do this and I love hip hop, but I also love people. You know, first and foremost,
right.
you know, people created the music. Who else is there to
mm-hmm.
share it with if you don't share it with people? You know, so that's the first
right.
part of the equation. Is you got to be willing to connect with people. And I'm not about all this internet talk. You know what I'm saying? I want to get off the internet and go and actually meet people and talk to people and get to know people. You know, so I think this is a way to do it.
Mm.
You know, I'm not gonna be online for the rest of my life talking about, you know, what tour and whatever, trying to sell my music online. I'm gonna get on the road and go and show people what a live show is supposed to look like. You know, you gotta get out
right.
and show people, you gotta get out and rub elbows with people, and you gotta beat people and have influence that way too. You know, so that I'm all about that.
Absolutely. I got to get me one of them jackets.
Okay. Yeah, you do. Whatever you want.
I got to get.
You know, they're custom. You know, so you can get your name
Man.
On it. You can get your mom's name on it. You can get your dog's name on it. Anybody's name you want on it, you can get it.
Well, I got two potbelly pigs, so I got.
You get both their names too, bro.
I get Leo and Benny on there.
So here's what you do with that. Here's what you do with that. I have the custom hoodies, zip-up hoodies, and I have the custom jacket. Why don't you get one for each one of them?
Look at this. This guy's a marketing genius.
You know, I got the jacket and the hoodie. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and you got one. And you got Minnesota Mean M&Ms. Tell people about that.
Yeah. One day I was at a show and I was like, you know what? It would be cool to have like a little cool snack type of thing at the merch booth that people can come, you know, like maybe some M&Ms with the Minnesota Mean on them or like some Breath Mints or something like that. And the next day I opened up my email and I got a thing from Groupon that said you can get customized M&Ms. And I was like, word. That was like I spoke it into the atmosphere and it came to fruition. So I went and ordered me,
right.
You know, I ordered me 5 pounds of Minnesota Mean M&Ms. You know,
Carnage the Executioner M&Ms.
You know it,
right?
That's
dope.
Who does that?
Me.
He said me. No, you are a true inspiration to hip hop, and you are a pioneer. And I just, for all the listeners out there, like, you really need to follow this dude, man, because he is one of the biggest reasons that people are still doing the boom bap, the hip hop, the beatbox, and he's keeping it alive. And a lot of these people try to follow what's going on in the industry, and this man stays in his own lane, and it keeps going, and you can do nothing but, like, give this man so much credit to what he's done to keep people in to show them how to keep them in their own lane, you know? Because I do R&B. I love R&B. I love the New Edition, the Boyz II Men, the Jagged Edge, you know, that's my stuff. And I'm not going to switch up on this stuff for nothing. And I think one of those influences is you, because you showed us all, like, I don't give a shit who's doing what. I'm going to do what I need to do and what I feel comfortable doing.
Mm-hmm. I'm stubborn and I'm hard. Yeah. And I believe I have a good product. If I didn't have a good product, then I would stop and do something else. But, you know, I have a great product, so I'm going to stick to it. And I appreciate you saying that that's an inspiration for you. So, yeah, don't let people tell you that you're played out because you sound like Jodeci or something. It's like, nah, man, do what you do. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do it, because there is a lane for you and there's always going to be somebody out there who likes what you do. It's a very big world.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
People say
a very
it's small,
big world.
But it's also big. You know, so there you go.
So speaking of the whole Minnesota Mean movement itself, let's go ahead and jump into that track right quick. Then we'll come back and we'll talk about it. So go ahead and give us a kind of the execution, the introduction to your track, Minnesota Mean.
This is Minnesota Mean, a.k.a. Minnesota Be Honest Yourself, and don't let anybody tell you anything you don't believe in, and don't let people try to play you like a fool. You know, always speak your mind and stick up for people who want to speak their minds, but they don't know exactly how. Be the conduit to having people be able to express themselves positively, intelligently, and honestly at all times. You know, that's what Minnesota Mean is about. It's the opposite of Minnesota Nice. The aspects people don't like about Minnesota Nice, because there are some good things, but I'm addressing the ones that people don't talk about very much, or they brush over them, and they tend to not get as much light. So that's what this is about.
Right here on Monsters Radio Live.
But hopefully, I won't have to conform just to make you notice me. Earn the respect I got since the older teens. Why Minnesota Nice, Minnesota Mean? No passive aggression approaching me. Confidence over self-degradation growing deep. Repel status quo and lead when you know the scene. To hell with Minnesota Nice, Minnesota Mean. In about 4 seconds, a born elsewhere Minnesotan will begin to speak. Roughly 15 years ago, before I was a full-time dope verser, I was having lunch with a co-worker. She asked if I was born in this snowy Wallow Inn. Told her I was blown here by that Chicago wind. Said she had been here for just over 4 years from Chicago too, and assumed I wasn't born here. When she saw a conflict between another employee as the subtle aggressor and I as the troubled aggressor, she said my confrontational bolder traits evoke opposition to the nice Minnesota fake approach. I told her, even if considered in ruder taste, if I ever have something to say, I'ma say it to your face. But damn, this revelation was quite astonishing. That's when I learned Minnesota nice ain't always a compliment. This accomplishment meant knowledge would not prevent calling it how I see it as a means of compassionate.
I wanna be heard, but hopefully I can speak my mind and it makes you notice me. Earn the respect I got since the older teens. Not Minnesota nice, Minnesota mean. No passive aggression approaching deep. Confidence over self-degradation growing deep. Repel status quo and lead when you know the scene. You claim Minnesota nice, I'm Minnesota mean. In about 4 seconds, an extremely direct Minnesotan will begin to speak.
When you hear me speak about being mean in your dick, see it is less about anger, more about being direct. Not compared to hardened cars flicking me off as you sped by, to making sure we never met eyes when at a red light. No advocate of habit and opinion and sugarcoating it. No showing a stoic approach that is emotionless. Strangers are a surface warm to you in this cold state. Why do some professional males of color relocate? Searching for where they treat brothers great. Can't love a place where you're often suddenly reminded you're from the other race. I'm proud of eloquence, articulate and sound intelligent, but how white Minnesotans pointed out? Grounds for questioning. Rocking my state's better than yours, lanyards. Snobs with liberal, best place to be born standards. Greatest of places for raising your babies and maybe then more amazing when you're Caucasian and Scandinavian.
I wanna be heard, but hopefully my talent like it is method makes you notice me. Earn the respect I got since the older teens. Never Minnesota nice, Minnesota mean. No passive aggression approaching deep. Confidence over self-degradation growing deep. Repel status quo and lead when you know the scene. I'm Minnesota nice, I'm Minnesota mean.
In about 4 seconds, a keenly observant Minnesotan will begin to speak. I live where there's a biker flood. Got one but don't ride it much. Can't afford to shop at the Wedge. Hair not a hipster, nicer cut. They got all my music, I know it's surprising, but they don't play me much on the local current, so I give up. My sound is loud in your face. Maybe they don't like the rough. Green living ain't quite my stuff. Maybe my jeans ain't tight enough. Maybe I'm not handsome, I ain't trying to grind in drugs. Maybe it's cause I don't have that skin to this lighter luck. But a lack of talent is not the reason I ain't large. Discount my experience, say I'm pulling a race card. Clung to where oddly equal, as a support and gay marriage, but secretly hating Hmong and Somali people. I barely have fans here. Why change the fitted duty of whiny riddles or EDM to try make them listen to me? Don't be a passive chump when you know you're right. Throw a fist and middle finger. Minnesota nice.
Yeah. So, all right, we're here with Connors the Executioner. I'm DJ Iman. So I also got Dose of Paul. It's Monstrous Mondays. We're here asking him questions, doing a hot interview here. So, all right, bro, go ahead and tell us, you know what I mean? I mean, what was it that made you even go after, you know what I mean, doing that track?
A lot of different things, a lot of different reasons. I was really super frustrated when the idea actually came up. I was tired of feeling like there were some unspoken things that people were thinking and saying about me, but they wouldn't tell me. You know, so instead mm-hmm. of being like, you know, coming out and being like, you know, super negative about it, which I thought about at one point, I was like, you know what, I'm going to speak on this how I feel intelligently and do a little bit of research and talk to people and develop a song and a movement and see what happens. And people caught on. I showed people the song and told people about what I was talking about, and a lot of people agreed that they felt the same way. So I felt it needed to be said, even though I knew it was a little risky. And I'm not going to say I've necessarily seen a lot of backlash from it. Or, you know, that's what the whole song is about anyway. If there is backlash, I probably would never know because they wouldn't tell me. But I know there's a lot of positives that go into it, because people from all over the world hit me up and say, you know, that track really resonated with me and I'm not even from Minnesota. You know, I understand what you're talking about, and I really feel that you said something that needed to be said, because not a lot of people are saying stuff like that. So it was a good idea. It came out of frustration, but it turned into something positive.
Right, right, okay. Now, I know you got, like, looks like you got, like, a shirt design, all kinds of things like that. And I have to say, bro, I remember seeing that design somewhere with that Minnesota Mint. I remember saying, that is hot right there. So tell people a little bit about, you know, where they can find, the music. I know that's off of an older album or whatnot, but, you know, tell them where they can find that music and where they can buy a shirt. They can check out what I'm talking about.
Hey, that album is not that old. that album came out in May of 2016, so it's not that old. And
you know what?
Minnesota
I apologize. Yep, you're right. I apologize.
No, it's all good. If I didn't tell you,
okay,
that
but go ahead, bro.
You know, I could have been passive aggressive and been like, man, that dude just said my album was old. But, you know, I'm going to say to you instead, you know, it's not that old. You can find it on CardinusTheExecutioner.com with all of my other material. I got like 4 or 5 albums on there. I got 4 or 5 free projects, and I got all kind of shirts and hats and hoodies and all kind of good stuff on my site that people can find on there. Vinyl, just released my first vinyl. Got all kind of stuff on there for people to check out.
Wow. Now, for those people that don't know what he's talking about, vinyl, he's talking about a record.
Record.
You got to break it down for those people.
Yep, that's true.
Right. Yeah, you know, some people like, what, he got a heat press for my shirt? No, I'm not that type.
He's like, you
got
to tell me what that is. All right. No.
So, all right, so go ahead, bro. Tell us how did it all begin. We'll start jumping into the music. Tell me, how did it all begin for you with the music?
I would say it started with me hearing music and being into it. You know, every time I would hear music, I felt like I absorbed it. You know, no matter where it was coming from, I wanted to hear more of it, and I remembered it really well. Like, I would remember patterns and arrangements for songs, and it was just, you know, it started with me wanting to be an instrumentalist. I wanted to be a drummer first, you know, after hearing a lot of different songs I liked. You know, my biological mom used to play a lot of records that I really was into, you know, the Barry Whites and the Teddy Pendergrasses and Patti LaBelle and all of that stuff, and so I was really into that type of stuff at an early age, and then I started to get into rock, you know, and then hip-hop happened, and I think that's, by the time hip-hop started happening, I was capable of actually doing something within the music realm. So I started breakdancing, and then I wanted to be a DJ, but I couldn't afford turntables, so I started beatboxing, and then after that, I started rapping, and that's how I got involved in it.
Right. Okay.
So I started beatboxing around age... Yeah, I started beatboxing around age 8 or 9, 9-ish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would say I mastered it by the time I was 12.
Okay. So, all right, Joseph Paul, I know you got some questions for him. You know I can go all day with this guy, especially all the interesting things he's saying. Every time he says something, I could pull like 4 questions out of it. So go ahead, bro. Do your thing right quick. I got to make sure, you know, you get your time as well.
Man, I know everything. Like, I could tell you all the things that he's done. Like, I follow this dude. You know what I mean? I'm partially starstruck on this interview. Like, no joke. Like, I could tell you about him doing the judging at IPR. I could tell you about him doing the hip hop for autism coming up. I could tell you about he went on the Minnesota Mean Tour. I could tell you, like, I follow this dude and I respect him as a person, not just as an artist, but as a person, because he keeps people going. He keeps hope alive to let artists know out there that we can, like I said, stay in our own lane. Like, there's really, like, I didn't know about the record label that was, in, what did you say, France?
Yep.
Yeah, in France. That's dope. That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
super dope.
But I also run my own record label.
No, and, like,
here. I run my own record label. My record label is Hecatomb. Hecatomb Industries.
Yeah,
my own record label. So I fund my own stuff too. Yep. You got to do it yourself.
And do you still keep up with Desdemona?
Yeah, we don't do as much stuff as we used to, but we're still cool. Yeah, we still every once in a while do a class or do a show and end up in the same rooms. Yep.
Yeah, because I remember you guys back in the day, like, you guys used to be inseparable. Like, if you were doing a show, she was doing it too.
Yeah, we were everywhere together back then. Yep. But, you know, it's still a homegirl, still my sister. No.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
No love lost. We still
right.
there. We still in the trenches fighting a good fight.
And you're performing at the Amsterdam this year? For the Hip Hop for Autism?
Yep, that's on February 19th. The day before that, I'm doing a Dre Day 2017 at the Uptown VFW. Y'all know about that, right? The celebration of Dr.
Yes.
Dre's birthday. Yep, so I'm going to be doing that.
Now.
You need to come out there, man. It's going to be crazy up in there. Letting you know.
You gotta forgive E when they let him out the short bus. They didn't take the visor off. You gotta.
Yeah, I kept looking the window, bro. Don't judge me. Pray for me.
I'm kind of
like, what just happened?
Nah, I did it. I played the dozens.
No, but
yeah, man.
You do a lot, bro. You do a lot. Like I said, I remember you all the way back in the day where you were judging stuff at like IPR. You know what I mean? Like I that far back. Like I've followed you for a long, long time. Long time. I try to catch as many shows as I can. I try to, you know, when you said that you work with the Wilder Center, my son is autistic. So
okay.
I mean, I mean the Wilder Center was a big part as far as like finding out the diagnosis and doing the you know what I mean, the verbal diagnosis and then doing the paperwork to find out the medical diagnosis. So I really lift up to you as far as that, because the Wilder Center is an amazing place, and they can do amazing things with the community if the community allows them to.
Exactly. You know, and why, you know, why would I talk the way I talk and then not be willing to go out there and work in those areas? You know what I'm saying? You got to go out and show and prove and let people know, you know, that there are people out there who need some awareness brought to them. And if us people who can't talk for them don't talk, then they're never going to be heard, you know? So
absolutely. Absolutely. See, the thing is, like, we have a platform. And
mm-hmm.
it's not only like the entertainment platform for us to be heard, but it's for other people to hear. And that's why, you know, the big thing with, you know, Colin Kaepernick, when he
mm-hmm.
knelt down, I mean, he did that for a reason. Like, he had a platform
right.
and he used his platform
right.
and he stood up for his rights. And that's
exactly.
what I think, like, athletes and actors and, you know, a lot of people, like for the pipeline, you know, you had.
Right.
You had Mark, what's his name? He's the actor, Rufio. Mark Rufio,
mm-hmm.
he stood up, and there's a whole bunch of other actors. I think that's amazing when, you know, you have that position of power and you used it to actually reach the people instead of reaching the people. Do you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Like, reaching the people by your acting or your music and stuff, that's one thing. But if you can reach the people by actually using your platform to use it like a megaphone
yep.
to create awareness for so many things. I mean, there's sex trafficking, there's
yep.
yeah, autism, there's,
mm-hmm.
you know, breast cancer awareness and,
yeah.
you know, all that. And, you know, the breast cancer awareness, you know, the artist Marks that works with
uh-huh.
Like
yep.
DJ D-Mill.
DJ D-Mill,
Yeah, I just sang the hook on the song for his mom that's battling cancer. So hopefully, yeah. I mean, for him to pick me for that hook was enormous, you know. And then we shot a video with Neil and everything. So, I mean, I think it's amazing, like, if we can use our platform and get it out there for, you know, like, breast cancer awareness or cancer awareness, autism,
right.
and, you know, right. and stuff like that. Even things like we need to even reach for. A lot of people are like, well, you have nothing to do with that or nothing. So what if you've never had a family member? Exactly. The thing is, like, don't give me advice about kids with autism unless you got kids with autism. Right. Don't be like, exactly. Hey, Joe, you should try this. No. But use it as a platform.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying what you're saying is so true. We can either use it the way we're using it, or we can use it like somebody like Kanye West uses his. You know, it's like, what way are we going to go? You know, are we about the people or are we about ourselves? You know, so.
Yeah, that is, you are pretty much about yourself when Kim says she caught Kanye masturbating to a picture of himself. So,
oh my God.
That's,
did she actually have the nerve to say that?
Yeah, she did. That? She,
God.
she caught, yeah. But it I know it's not true. Obviously, it's not true. But I mean, to an extent, it's about almost accurate because the man is in love with himself. And I think that's what she was trying to say. And it's like, he's got the biggest platform. Like, people will listen to him. For God's sakes, they buy his Hunger Game clothes. So I don't.
Ugly clothes.
Yeah, man, they don't look like, you know, when they send you, you've seen the Hunger Games, right?
Yep.
And you know how they send you out? It's not the clothes when they send you out. It's the clothes after you've been hit with like 7-5 landmines and like couple fuckers. Like the clothes are ugly as hell. Like, I don't know, but the man can sell because he's got that platform. And if he just used it for something good, like, something, you know what I mean? Like Kim has had a problem with weight, with like bulimia or anemia, or you know what I mean? Like she had a problem with that. I mean, if he used that platform for that, he could help a lot of women by doing that. And then he'd get a lot more people following him. But, you know, and that's what I like about you, because you bring awareness. I always see you doing like a lot of stuff for like charity events, and you're always doing something for the people and helping out in the community, and, you know, volunteering your time for this and volunteering your time for that. And, you know, that's what we need to do. We need to kind of use you as a stencil and like look at the community and these rappers like Mac Irv and you know, Lyric Marid, and, you know, they're bringing awareness to the community. They're not just about themselves. Mac Irv's story is he's not. Yeah, I mean it's all about that. We gotta worry about how we bring awareness to people, but yet we have a platform that we can easily bring it because we've got a microphone in front of a crowd.
Yep, that is true.
I don't know.
What are you gonna do with your power? Are you gonna use it responsibly or abuse it?
Absolutely. Well, you definitely use the power for good, bro, and I respect you for that.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you for noticing.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, all right, let's go ahead and jump into another one of your tracks.
What you got over there?
I got, what is this one? The Show Saver?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
This is, I know. Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, man. You want me to talk about this one?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one, The Show Saver, is about changing the current state of what live hip-hop shows look like. I think the art of live performance is being killed, is being lost, and it's being neglected. You have to connect with the crowd. You have to put on a good show. You have to hone your skills. And, you know, sometimes you have issues with your shows, and how do you figure out how to get out of those issues and make the experience for whoever is there the best experience possible. That's what Save the Show and The Show Saver is about. I'm going to help you save your show.
Boom! Right here on Monstrous Mondays.
Bad performance, have to own it. Major blow. Things fall apart, but I can save your show. You don't want to disappoint those who paid to go.
make it snappy, make them happy, save the show.
You wanna give them your best and then you'll rest well. So hit me on Twitter, @Carnage XXL.
Let go your ego, people, you should obey your pro. I'm the show stealer, but I can save your show.
What up, Mr. Executioner? My name is Vocals. Battle rapper, 8 losses and 2 wins are my totals. I've been listening to you since MySpace and Rockin' Boo Boo. Did less than 12 shows and probably all of them were doo-doo. Put my first show together on a unique mission, but unexplainable forces made the CD keep skipping. Tried a live band, space was tight and fell on a mic stand one night. Damn, broke my right hand, even my cousin was my hype man. Had to fire him cause he was doing too much. Drunk yelling over me, cursing sound men, the dude's nuts. Hooked up with Scratch Ninja Supreme Slice from SoundCloud, but I'm distracted by his generic horns and loud mouth. Most of the time noticing my DJ Serato doesn't work. Pissy attitude and he's a sloppy cutting jerk. He doesn't do half the work, but he be wanting half the perks. We often fight about how to split the money afterwards, but to hell with the point of finger and who's to blame, check it. I learned something when I bought your Respect the Name record. I was listening to the song Attack of the Show Stealer and realized that maybe there's a few things I'm doing wrong. I wanna be a part of this community, but people either ain't listening or they're on the verge of booing me. I value your opinions and it's time for me to care. My next show is at the Alcohol, hope to see you there.
Bad performance, have to own it, major blow. Things fall apart, but I can save your show. You don't wanna disappoint those who pay to go. Yo, make it snappy, make them happy, save the show.
I've given lots of advice and some people took it rough, cause they're believing just being good rappers is good enough.
Let go your ego, people, you should obey a pro. I'm the show stealer, but I might save your show.
What up, Vocals? Want honest opinions, logic, and vision? Cool, please give my knowledge and wisdom proper retention. Seems like you ain't only trying to be an artist for fame, so let us get into it. We can start with your name. You trying to tell me that your name is ill just because you spell it V-O-E-K-U-L-Z? It looks wrong. People might not tell you it's gruesome, but when you come, they think it. You should consider a new one. Don't pigeonhole yourself, cause even if you stood strong, most battle rappers are known for not making good songs. Teach your DJ, get a new one whose magic was scratches. Make sure he likes to practice, you practice, y'all practice. For backup, use an iPad or a laptop to maximize your potential. Fully charge it and master your instrumentals. Always end with a bang, but begin with some heat. Gonna stop your songs early, shorten the end of your beats. Write only what you're proud of, build your breath, control and presence. Don't look new, your good promoter's a reason to book you. Book yourself, and if you're worrying about the strength of your event, hire me as a host to minimize the turbulence. I'm strongly suggesting you keep watching me, son. I continue to show you how this is properly done. Disclaimer, I'll keep watching you, but if you're whack when I come through, I might resort to saving your show by stealing it from you. Ha!
Bad performance, have to own it, major blow. Things fall apart, but I can save your show. You don't want to disappoint those who pay to go. Yo, make it snappy, make them happy, save the show.
Yes, it's cool to hear people say their brother can rap, but you should also learn to do something other than that.
Let go your ego, people, you should obey a pro. I'm the show stealer, but I just saved your show. Ah!
So, all right, Connors, the Executioner, tell the people again where they can contact you for, like, touring and things like that, or collaboration.
They can hit me up at info@CarnageTheExecutioner.com. That's I-N-F-O at CarnageTheExecutioner.com. info@CarnageTheExecutioner.com.
And there you go. And always remember, if you miss any of that after the show goes off, you can always listen to the archive 24/7, 365. Write it down or hit up Joseph Paul or me, myself, and I'll make sure you get to that link. You dig? So So these songs that we're playing tonight, is this off, a new album, album that's for a minute? What's the scoop on you and the new music of today?
Minnesota Mean is from the most recent album I dropped in May of 2016, and the Show Saver is a vinyl only or a record only. Single that I released. I dropped the vinyl in December, but it's officially released in January as of January 2017. And I am thinking that it's not going to be on any album. It's probably just going to be a vinyl only release. And people can buy that vinyl. It's signed and numbered. with full color art, and it comes in three different color designs. You can either get black vinyl, you can get red see-through vinyl, or you can get gold see-through vinyl. And they're all, like I said, they're all hand-numbered and hand-signed. So I made it out of a collector's item for anybody who wants some real nice rare stuff. And
Okay. Anyway, you can put the fees out there, bro. I'm just saying it's because, like, I own a turntable still. I won't get rid of my last turntable. You dig? And I love those see-through records. Like, when you said the red one, I know about the red ones, but you said a gold one? Bruh.
I got a gold see-through one. Yep.
I might have to, okay. You might have to hit me with the link. I might have to get one of them. That's some real collector hip-hop. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Just go to carnageexecutioner.com and go to the look in the store, and you'll see it. You know?
Okay.
It'll be in the store.
Right.
It's easy to get. Yep.
All right.
And it comes with a matching. I got a matching baseball jersey type of shirt that the shirt actually looks exactly like the art that's on the front of the vinyl. So I got, you know, a little package there that people can check out too. So you'll see it all when you go there. It's really cool. I try to keep people on the edge about what kind of merch I'm going to drop, and I try to be really creative with the merch because I think it's very important in these times where people don't buy music as much. You know, you still want to be represented, and you still want to get the word out to that, you know, you're out doing your thing and that you have a quality product. So I try to, you know, always give them a new piece of something, you know, a new hat or a new shirt or, you know, I got some yoga pants coming this year, too. I got some Minnesota Mean yoga pants. You know, I got a baby line coming out, Minnesota Mean baby clothing, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, that's going to be out there this year, too.
Okay, right. Make sure y'all look out for that. Make sure you hit up his.com and like, comment, and share all the links. So let's see what else I got for you. So let's talk about you know, some of these events that you got coming up. Tell us about your tour roster.
About what?
About some of the events you got coming up. Like, I guess the autism one, he said you had another.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Dre Day event, celebration of Dr. Dre's birthday, that's on the 18th. And then on the 19th, the autism benefit. Then in March, I'm going on a tour. I'm still putting the finishing touches on that. But is it going to be the Destroy, Rebuild, Repeat tour? And that's going to get me from here to South by Southwest. And then I'm going to get out of Texas and then head back to this area, and I'll wrap that tour up. So that should be hitting the road in the first week in March, and it's going to end in the last week in March. And then I take a couple weeks off, and then I hit the road for Minnesota Mean Movement Tour Part 4. And I'm going to do that, you know, for about a month and something. So, I got a busy schedule coming up pretty soon here. Be a lot of stuff.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. I definitely, if I actually make it down to the South by Southwest, I'm definitely going to have to check you out when you're down there.
Are you, where are you at? Where are you located, bro?
I'm in Minnesota, too. I'm here in Minneapolis.
Oh, you are? Okay. So you're going to South by?
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah. Word up. Yeah, we were there last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, only thing is, as you know, South by Southwest is very, very big. I kind of slept on it a little bit, and, you know, hotels and everything fills up fast because this is where it's the Mecca.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, that's,
you are right,
that's
about
the only
that.
Thing I'm caught up on right now. Yeah, that's the only thing I'm caught up on right now. You dig? Is that hotel fee. I'm like, oh, Lord. Oh, yeah. I should have booked it when I left last time. So hopefully
that's
I'll
true.
See you down there. Let's see, what else? There was something else big I wanted to ask you, but I'll go ahead and let Joseph Paul ask you a couple more questions, maybe to pop back to me. You got some more stuff from Joseph Paul? You still there, bro?
Okay, Joseph, maybe he's over there multitasking.
Yep, I got you. Sorry, I was feeding the pigs.
I was just going to say, was you feeding the pigs?
I was, man. They're always hungry.
You really got pigs, dude?
Huh?
Yeah. You really got pigs? Like real pigs?
I got no. I'll text you a picture, bro. I got two pot bellies.
Wow, that's crazy. I thought you was joking.
Vinny and Leo.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
My two Italian sausages.
Here's what it is.
Don't let them hear you say that. They're smart.
No. But no, I got the one thing that I gotta say is I can't wait, because we talked about this, but I can't wait till you and I collab on a track, man.
Oh yeah, man.
Because it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be super dope. Because I got that R&B feel. You got that original hip hop, and I think we're gonna create an instant classic. Especially amazing for rotation on Monstrous.
Let me ask you, how old are you, man? What's your age? How are you?
I'm 27, hanging on with one pinky.
Oh. You're still young. I mean, if you'd be interested in doing some shows, I book shows, and I would love to feature you on one of my little showcases I do. We can talk about that off air, you know what I'm saying, but... let's get on a stage together. Let's see what that's like.
Yeah, like we can, like I said, we can do a song, and then we could, when you got a show or whatever, I'm down to come up and be an honor to do it.
Cool. Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's do it. Let's talk a little bit more about that this week. See what we can do.
Absolutely. Well, I do got your contact, so I will be in contact with you, definitely.
Yeah, let's go, man. Let's go. Appreciate it.
You heard that live on Monsters Radio. Instant Classic is about to happen.
Hold me to it.
I'll hold you to it. Got me ready to sing right now.
Yeah,
you got me ready to sing right now. Making courses up.
If the voice fits, you can't quit. It is what it is.
You know
it.
Yeah.
So, all right, bro. So, here's a question I want to ask you, because, you know, Joseph Paul had talked about, you know, you were the one of the first people that put him on, you know, and actually you put him on, if you're outside of the Twin Cities, you put him on at one of the icon spots, the Blue Nile. It's one of the icon spots. It's part of our hip hop scene. Even though some people laugh,
it's gone
at it,
now.
The Red
They bulldoze it down, bro.
Yeah, I know.
You know that?
I know.
It's gone.
Yeah. I know. I was like, what? Yeah, so like I was going to say, a lot of people say funny stuff about the Red Sea. Same thing. A lot
still
of history
there,
there. But I was going to say,
still
but
there.
It's still there. And I think as artists, we got to try to do things, change the atmosphere around that place and try to save that, because that is one of our history spots. Let's not let them all leave. I'm just saying.
Right, exactly. A lot of people got their start
so
in those places.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you used to do the open mic and things like that, you know, let's talk about the Minnesota scene a little bit as artists, you know what I mean? What are some things, because, you know, that's part of what Monsters Radio, what we do. It's not just about playing people's music, it's about helping artists get better, you know what I mean? Us influencing our own market, you know what I mean? So, you know, let's talk about the scene coming up, you know, what are some advice you would give an artist today trying to come up in the scene to become successful in your experiences from when you used to do, started doing open mics?
I got about a couple of them. One is hone your skills. Do what you have to do at the house first. Do your homework, you know, condition yourself, get your songs right, get your stage workout, you know, ready before you hit the stage. Like, there are some things you can do before you actually get the stage. I hear a lot of people say, well, I've never done a show before, but I'm going to learn how to do it on stage. Well, if it looks like you're learning how to do it on stage, you're not going to have a very good performance. So get it right before you leave the house. Get your skills right. The second thing is actually leave the house. Be willing to go to events, check other people's events out, support other people, and go out and rub elbows with people, get phone numbers, and support other people first, because nobody's going to support you if you don't support them first. It's just kind of how it works. You know, you want people to check you out, you go check people out. Be a part of the scene. And another thing is, don't let people tell you that what you're doing is not viable to anybody. You know, people are going to say a lot of different things to you. They're going to be like, you know, nobody's doing that anymore, or you should try doing this, or you should hook up with so-and-so, or why are you doing that? You're going to get asked a lot of questions. You're going to get told things that probably are not in alignment with the way you really see yourself. And, you know, don't necessarily, you know, it's okay to take constructive criticism, but, you know, learn what it is to you know, listen to what people say, but still be able to make your own decisions if the decisions you're making for yourself feel better than the ones people are telling you to make, that they're telling you to make, you know, just like that. Be willing to invest money in yourself. Put money on your talents. Put money on your skills. Go pay for studio time. Buy yourself, buy beats, you know, buy studio equipment, you know, buy merch. Go and buy your records, buy your CDs, buy yourself some shirts and get your logos and your art and stuff right. All of these things need to look real clean before you go out and start presenting yourself to people. You know, when you show up on the scene, have something, have a shirt. You know, have something that people can walk away with that represents you, so that they won't forget about you, because there's a lot of people out there, you know, there's a lot of music out in the city. Our city is very, very stacked and packed with different artists and different musicians. What's going to make you stand out from everybody else if you don't have anything for people to leave with? You know, so get your merch and stuff right. Yeah, man, that's a lot of stuff right there I just said.
Right, yeah, it is. Yeah, especially when you're talking about, you know, the rehearsal. I think that's one thing.
Yeah, man.
You know, me being, you know, I'm an artist as well, but I came up in the old school, and that's what we did. We rehearsed. We had rehearsal nights, certain hours, you know what I mean? Y'all call it artist development today. But back then, we called it rehearsal. You know what I mean?
We called it rehearsal, skills honing, honing your skills.
Right. And I think other great points you said was about going to people's show. Like, I think also, I don't know where I got it from. One day, I was at an open mic, and some guys was performing. I was like, you know, no, none of my people showed up. I'm like, man, I'm here by myself. So let me go up here and show these guys some love, so hopefully they'll do it back in return. I went up there with about five or six artists, and it turned around. When I got up there, they were there with me. You dig?
Exactly.
They rocked it out with me.
Exactly.
We had a great night. We exchanged numbers. We did things. Seeds were sowed so fruit can grow in the future. So, yeah, what he's saying, people, is real, real, real when it comes to this music game. So, all right, bro. So we are getting close to running out of time. Is there things you know you want to make sure the people know? You want to put out there anything?
I want to put out that you should support your local artists. We're the ones who make this scene what it is. You know, so when you see a show with my name on it, when you see a show with, you know, E-Monster's name on it, when you see something with JP on it, you know, when you see Joseph Paul on a flyer, go to that show. Actually go out and look for what Joseph Paul might be doing. Go out and look for what E-Monster and Carnage are doing. Go out and check out our sites, see what we're doing, and come out and support us. You know, like it's nice to feel like people are checking for you. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you've been doing music on the scene and you've helped shape it into what it is. It was good to have some support. So, yeah, please come out and support. Support all of us. Support all your local artists who, if you like them, show them that you like them. Show up at a show. Go and buy some merch. You know, spend, you know, that $10 you could use to buy some weed, why don't you take $8 of those dollars and buy a CD? You know what I'm saying? You can get weed next week. You know what I'm saying? Support your artists.
CarnageExecution.com. That's what's up. So, all right, anything you want to ask them last, JP or Joseph Paul?
No, I think this is the first interview, actually, that I've never had to promote myself, that the interviewer actually promoted myself for me. So, I'm kind of, yeah. All I say is make sure you go see him. Make sure you do that, because Matthew and D Mill and they all throw, and I think St. Paul Slim is going to be there this year.
It's going to be a good show.
It's going to be an amazing show, And plus, it's for a great cause. They raise money for the Autism Society in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Come and check us out. It's going to be a lot of live painting, a lot of kids in the room. Great cause, great music. We're going to put it down, man. We're going to put it down. Really. Be a good show. All my shows are good, so come to all of them.
Yeah, they're live. They're live. Like when I first saw like a performance from you, and you had your beatbox machine in front of you, your stage separate where you kind of like made the beat, that blew me away.
My pedal board,
your pedal board.
People come up to me, they be like, "Yo, when you do your show, can you bring your beatbox machine?" I'm like, "My mouth? That's my beatbox machine, right?" You know, the other stuff is the enhancements. It's a pedal board that allows me to loop myself and put different sound effects on top of my already established beatbox skills and make a full soundscape that maybe sounds like somebody's live band or like some pre-recorded tracks in the studio, except I make them all on the spot. So that's what you get when you come to a Carnage show. You don't get any pre-recorded tracks. I ain't going to be rapping off my phone. I don't have a half-ass band. I don't have a whole bunch of people on stage I can't afford who I have no chemistry with. It's just me up there by myself rocking for however long they pay me to rock. 45 minutes to two hours. You can get a two and a half hour Carnage show, and I guarantee if you stay from the end to the beginning, from the beginning to the end, you're gonna enjoy yourself. That's what you get with me.
And the thing that I need to say about that is one thing that I'll say that's so different that sets you apart from other artists is, a lot of people say, if you've seen one show, you've seen them all. You can't say that with you, bro, because every single show is different. You have so much in your library that you might be like, I was going to do this song, but I'm going to do this. But you'll tell the crowd that you're like, hey, I had this set up, but I'm going to do this for you right now. I'm gonna make a beat live right now. And people are like, "What the fuck just happened?" Like, you know what I mean? Like, so you can't say that.
People get shook. They be like, I'd be like, "Yo, so what y'all want to hear?" They be like, "What do you mean? What we want to hear?" I'd be like, "What kind of hip hop you want to hear? You want a cover song? You want to hear some Tupac? Want to hear some I do cover songs and stuff too. I make beat. I give people what they want. I try to keep the show going like that. I keep it super interactive. You never know. I don't go on stage with a set list. I don't even make set lists.
And I know, and that's what sets you apart, because, a lot of people are like, if you've seen one show, you've seen them all. Well, that is true about the new age crap. I will say that, because there's usually eight people on stage. You can't understand anybody's words. And what did I say, E-Monster? I said it's parrot rap. when they're he be walking down the club, he be walking. It's like, what the fuck did you just, he's walking. Like, you don't have to confirm that he's walking. Like, I don't understand. And pants be hanging at the ankles when that's what I don't understand. How are you going to hang your pants at the ankles when you got a belt on? Give your little brother his pants back so you can get something that fits.
Totally.
That's all I'm saying. Make some real music. Go to a Carnage Executioner show, and I, Joseph Paul, approve this message.
Appreciate it, my man.
Absolutely. I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, man. This has been fun. Yeah. Let's do it again. Let's get up on this track we were talking about. And I appreciate everybody for listening in advance. Thank you. And thank you for coming out and supporting the live shows and buying merch. You help keep this going. In advance.
That's what's up. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to make it out to one of the events. See, I'm the type of person, I'm cool with the online stuff, bro, but I want to buy it from you. You dig?
Well, come on.
The CD from you, the shirt from you.
I appreciate it.
So expect to see me, and hopefully I can get my squad to come out and definitely support you heavy. And I did want to tell you, I was telling Joseph Paul when, he first sent in your picture and everything and your name, I'm like, why do I think I know this dude, right? And I was like, maybe I know him from back in the day or something like that. I remember once you started talking about this, I remember, okay, I'm a painter by profession, bro, right? Contract painter. I was on a job site, and some people asked me, did I know you too? They even pulled up y'all's music. Because I told them I had the radio. Oh. I did interviews. I did interviews with The Game. I did interviews with Scorpio Fury, five guys in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They was like, but did you interview these guys? I'm dead serious. I think I was like, I'll try, though. This is like over a year ago. So just know, bro, you're out here. The people see you. You dig? So monster salute for you coming here. You just upgraded us just way up there. I'm just saying. On our intellectual level, on our level of proven artists and all those type of things, you helped us out, bro. So we're going to do what we can to help you out, to make sure you keep us hit up with all your shows, all the things like that, so we can make sure the people know. Because that's what it's all about. The people just got to know.
Exactly. I appreciate it. And why don't you hit Desdemona up and get her on online, too. Hit her up on Facebook.
March 13th.
Oh, you already got her?
Yes, nice. Yes, we do. March 13th.
Nice. Good work. Do it.
Yeah, she was totally down to do it. And I said that we had you on the 30th. She's like, oh, that's cool. She's like, what do I got to do? And I said, just send a picture and, you know, get this down. And she's like, okay, I'm down. I was like, all right, cool. Because you two are the biggest reason why I am a performer today.
Well, I really appreciate that, man. I'm glad to see you're still going, and I'm glad to see that influence was there. Now I got to catch you at a show. I got to catch you at your show. I'm going to come and support yours. So where are you at? Now you got to hit me up and let me know where you're going to be at. I'm going to come and check you out.
I just got told February 19th. I'm at the Poorhouse. But I know your event goes during the day, doesn't it?
You know what? I think mine's, what time does mine start at? 5? What time is yours at?
It started at 6.
What time are you playing?
I'm usually like 8 or 8:30.
Oh man, I'm probably not going to be able to catch that one, but you know, keep me abreast on what's going on outside of that. You know, we got each other's contacts. So anytime you got anything going on, let me know. Just give me in advance and I'll come
Absolutely.
And check you out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're gonna figure this out.
Yeah, we're gonna get it going. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you, E-Monster. I really appreciate y'all, you know, reaching out to me.
That's what's up, bro. Glad you accepted doing the interview. Like you said, man, you opened up a lot of doors, paved the way for people, set seeds of now fruits that I can eat off of. I'm just saying, Joseph Powell, great addition to us around here. He's greatly appreciated. So, monster salute to you and your camp and everything that y'all are doing. I mean, you know, I don't know what to say, bro. It's monster.
Good looking.
Good looking.
Oh, I want to end it by saying, go and check out some of my Hecatombian squad. Go check out Katana the Don. Check out my man, Just Wolf. Those are two people who are really out there doing work right now, representing Hecatomb. So if I could recommend two stronger people who are really making moves right now, those are the two people you need to check out. That's Just Wolf, J-U-S-T, and then Wolf, W-U-L-F, and Katana the Don, K-A-T-A-N-A.
Katana's one of yours?
Huh?
Katana's one of your artists?
Oh, yeah, that's family right there. You didn't know that?
Bro, you remember when she was recording with Rich?
Yeah.
With Richie Rich Miranda?
Yeah, you there?
That's my executive producer, bro.
Oh man. I didn't even know that. you got her on the, you got her coming on the show?
No, but do you remember when she did that? You remember when she did that that series, that web series, Them?
Yep.
Like way back in the day, I was on that show. She put me on that show. Man. I opened up when they did the release. Yeah. Katana recorded with Richie Rich. I record that Richie Rich Miranda, 3,500 plaques in the industry, bro.
Man, that's crazy. I didn't even know that. I didn't know that.
Make sure you go check out Katana's audition for that Tech 9 track, though.
Oh yeah, she killed it. She killed it.
Holy shit! When I saw that, I was like, "That." I was like, "That's a bad girl right there." Like that.
She's
that girl. She is a monster. That's who we. You know what? That's who we need to get on the radio.
Indeed. Yep. Her and Jess Wolf. Give my people some.
Oh yeah, we definitely.
I'm gonna give you their contact information when I get on the phone. I'm gonna text it to you, so you can holler.
Yeah, at them. Do that. I will definitely get a hold of them and contact them. Now we got some more interviews.
Word up. Well, I'm gonna keep you busy.
You can't be giving us too many interviews. He's gonna replace me with you.
Nah.
Like, I'm gonna
that.
Be replaced. I'll be
look,
like, you know what, Carter?
Don't do that. Look.
Nah. Look, yeah, I'll just send the people to you. Nah, I'll just send the people to you. You interview them. You got a touch. You got the touch.
I'm just messing around.
You got the
touch. Oh, shit. I don't know why I want to sing, but like, rhythm is a dancer. Get this thing in motion. I'm sorry. You can feel it. I don't know why. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You taking it back,
yeah.
Brother. I didn't know you. I didn't know you even knew that. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, I could take it back. I could take it back. I could take
nice.
It back. Way back.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is good, man. I'm gonna send my peoples to you, and let's keep it going. Let's keep the tradition going. Let's keep helping each other out, helping other people. Let's do it.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Good looking, y'all.
I'm gonna go ahead. All right. I'm gonna drop this one. It's Attack of the Show Stealer. You wanted to start
ooh,
that one.
That's
we'll
my joint.
Ahead,
ooh.
That's my joint.
Okay. So, all right, well, let's just go ahead and get into it then.
Wait, talk about it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
this is what it's about. It's about, you know, it's about anywhere you see me perform. You see me, you open up the show, I'm stealing the show. You see me closing up the show, I'm stealing the show. So if you go on before or after me, you got to have your ducks in a row. Otherwise, you might need to go home. That's what it's about.
Okay. Right here, Monsters Monday.
There you go.
We're kind of
show stealer. Thank you.
Many of the views expressed in this song are based on true accounts gathered on behalf of those who have seen me perform. The rest comes from me knowing I'm kind of a big deal. And it won't stop, and it won't quit. Carnage is the ultimate. Y'all can keep props and shine bright on my night. Hopeless. Only way you might appear good before, with, and after me. Don't spit. Rock 'em from retirement home ages to early bedtimers. Make promoters lose faith in worthy headliners. Stunner of crowds, wondering how I do what I do. Thunder is loud as though my powers come from the clouds. Brother has vowed that every stage caught Jones Slaughter. Book me for your show. It's friendly competition, but I guarantee your performance ain't bending my position, because those in attendance are gonna think I walked on water. They always give me respect. Well, what is the not to like about C3XL? Your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. Hardest working artist earning money with no deal. You're a limelight taker. Show stealer. You're being better than me. What I do would not happen. You good? Watch out. Carnage is all about spot snatching. Hit the stage after me. You won't even get a cheer. Some instruments, you can rent me the heroic woman man, human NPC. My loop station is not a crutch, not a left cover with sound. Raising my mouth, got called the best drummer in town. Assuming if you haven't seen me play or heard, how I can rock for 2 hours and not even say a word. People thinking beats and vocal scratches are pre-made, confusing, flashing across their faces looking for a DJ. Then I see so many didn't know that I could beatbox, until they're running from glass and dodging pieces of sheetrock. Walls are cracking, assault and battering light fixtures, blitzing monitors, bombing the system with my mixture of bountiful beats and rough rapping, crushing, bashing, demolishing, cockily upon your first analysis. But watch it, listen closer, and you see I'm sharing talent. And I don't ever try to steal a show, damn it, it just happens.
I'm a fan of old rappers, I'm better than. Hit the stage before me, they'll forget you were ever here.
Am I impressed? I spot a few MCs, but not many attackers, though they won't get other opportunities.
You gotta kill, I'm going in, this is your last chance.
What I say to myself so that I hit with a madman's vengeance. Entrance wasn't the highest caliber. I had to conquer my past and had to fight this challenger. Myself,
Insecurity was holding me back, but making a mark is important, so I totally snapped. Then I became those who came before me with a bonus twist and confronted new war enlisted. Someone shifted mission driven, given vision. When the stars are locked, feeling like still us all I got, cause there was nothing I wanted to do more than this shit. So you can use me as encouragement to excel in all that you do, no matter how heavy the burdens get. Grow and heal, let us know you're real. But if I ever decide to do what you do, you have to find another show to steal. There's a show to be stolen by everything you do. So I gotta be the best at whatever I bring to you. Hit the stage after me, you won't even get a cheer. Hit the stage before me, they'll forget you were ever here. Making the mark is important, so I told him to snatch. I don't ever try to steal a show, it just happens. Hardest working artist earning money with no deal. Got a killer going in, this is the last chance. Making the mark is important, so I told him to snatch.